U.S. Fish and Wildlife Agent Chris Davidson's off and away from his office in Conway, out in the field conducting research, sometimes in three-month stretches. He's an endangered species coordinator in Arkansas, but today we've managed to catch him at his desk, where he talked about the new proposed listing.
On April 20th, 2010, the Center for Biological Diversity and several other alliances, environmental alliances, petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to designate 404 species as threatened or endangered under the Endangered Species Act. And specifically, the service today filed a 90-day finding that 374 of those species may warrant protection under the Act, which initiates a 12-month finding, which is a full-blown status review of the species. And those species, broken down by various taxonomic groups, include two salamanders, one butterfly, nine crayfish, nine fish, six freshwater mussels, one dragonfly, one reptile, two snails, and four vascular plants that occur within Arkansas.
Including slender wrist burrowing crayfish, the Ozark chub, and the Ozark emerald butterfly. Cool names, right? Nationwide, 1,064 vertebrates, mammals, birds, reptiles, and fishes. Invertebrates, including insects, spiders, and clams. Non-flowering and flowering plants, 1,064 are endangered. An additional 316 are threatened. Among them are the piping plover, Chinook salmon, gray wolf, green sea turtle, and thick-billed parrot, once common in Arizona. The Endangered Species Preservation Act, which came into law in the autumn of 1966, had on its first list the Indiana bat, which we have here in the Ozarks, grizzly bear, the Florida manatee, whooping crane, American alligator, and blue pike. So for 45 years, the law has been a safety net for America's imperiled wildlife and plants. So is conservation improving in Arkansas because of it?
There are numerous ongoing efforts within Arkansas to conserve species that are identified as what we call species of greatest conservation need that are not federally protected. But there's also an effort by several non-governmental organizations to look at species that are listed as globally impaired, and that's what's probably what generated this petition.
That would be Wild Earth Guardians and Center for Biological Diversity, two environmental organizations that consistently push Fish and Wildlife Service to expand its list of endangered species. In fact, this most recent mega petition to list the 404 southeastern species, that's among 757 nationwide, developed through two court settlement agreements with both groups. But with a backlog of previous candidates, it will take up to 6 years to make a complete determination under the settlement agreement. Endangered and threatened species face potential destruction or encroachment of their habitat or range by commercial, industrial, residential, or recreational interests, as well as disease or predation. But with an estimated 8.7 million species on Earth, why do a few thousand even matter? Again, Chris Davidson, Fish Wildlife Service Endangered Species Coordinator in Arkansas.
Well, I think with a lot of these aquatic species, they're kind of the canary in the coal mine scenario, where you've got indicator species out there that are indicative of water quality and the health of our streams across the United States, not just in Arkansas. And so, aquatic species in general across the United States are declining, and freshwater mussels and freshwater snails are among the most endangered taxonomic groups in the United States, and they almost exclusively occur in the southeast region of the U.S.
Freshwater mussels, which live in the muck in the sediments of lake ponds and streams, For as long as 15 years, they're tiny water purifiers. Mussels remove bacteria, protozoans, and other organic particles for food. And raccoon, otter, and aquatic birds feed on them. Susceptible to water pollution, they're also an indicator species. And across the United States, 70% of all mussels are listed as threatened or endangered. So what are the penalties for, say, harvesting listed freshwater mussels, which are edible, by the way, or snails? Chronic violators who kill such a creature can be fined $13,000, $10,000 for wounding, hunting, or capturing an animal, and you'll be hit up for $7,500 just for harassment. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.